Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Stephen Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul, and today we're going to be talking about the Eagle River Alaska Fine Arts Academy's production of The Jungle Book.
And to talk about it, we have Crystal De Jesus, who is the director of the show, and Holly Tarkin, who is playing the evil villain Shere Khan. And welcome to Stage Talk.
Thank you.
So this Jungle Book has got lots of music in it, I understand.
Yeah, this is a really exciting show offered through MTI Shows. They're for kids, so it's a kids' version put out by Disney. There's several different kids' versions. I know that ATY is going to be doing the Little Mermaid Kids coming up here in the fall. But this is Jungle Book Kids, and it's got all of the great music that we love from the movie. Bare Necessities, I Want to Be Like You, and Trust in Me by Shere Khan. And it starts with a prologue by Bagheera and Baloo. They're kind of acting as narrators, setting the stage with music. And throughout, it's underscored by different interludes of music, kind of with the same basic melodies that, you know, we know from the movie, but are arranged for this particular show. So it's really a musical show, very heavy, lots of fun dance numbers. One thing about this show in particular that's exciting is that all of the kids in the show play multiple roles. It really is an ensemble show. They're on stage all the time. They play the parts from the jungle to the wolves to the monkeys. You know, they're in the vulture scene at the end and are pivotal to Shere Khan's capture. And there's also a really unique part about this play, which is Shanti's character, the character that's introduced at the very end of the movie that lures Mowgli back to the man village, is present throughout the play. She's hiding as a coconut tree, and she sings in the show a couple of solos, but she's just watching Mowgli as he goes through some of his trials, and, you know, she's kind of a safe haven for him. She comes at the end as well, but in a different way than we are used to in the movie, so it's exciting.
That sounds like a lot of surprises for this.
Yeah, show. a little different from the movie, but a lot of similar things as well. So,
when you're translating from a movie to the stage, of course, you're going from animation to live theater. How are you doing that? Are you doing it with costumes or makeup, props, and that sort of thing? Or are you trying to make it more realistic? Or how is your approach to translating it from animation to live theater?
Well, I think as a director, you know, you do take your inspiration from, you know, the sources. Obviously, Rudyard Kipling's original story, which is a lot more kind of deeper, a lot more interesting themes, thought-provoking themes. When Walt Disney decided to do The Jungle Book, he was inspired by the book. However, he wanted it to be fun. He wanted it to have memorable characters and memorable songs, and he really did tell his production team to do what you want. Do not feel that you have to be bound to the book. You know, they have great characters. I want you to use those characters and bring them to life. In that way, you know, as a director, I've really felt that it is, you know, the Disney version, Walt Disney's version. My set is very colorful. The costumes are very colorful and vibrant. My characters are larger than life, and I wanted them to be that way just so that when people come to see this show, they fall in love with Baloo. They fall in love with King Louie, and of course are terrified by Shere Khan. So that is...
So Holly, let's talk about Shere Khan, the villain, which is always the most fun part to play in a
yes.
show, isn't it? Right? So how are you having fun with this part?
I am. It's so much fun. I've never gotten an opportunity to play a villain before. I always played the good guys, and it's really fun to have a change and be evil and just express that part of me. Not saying that I'm evil or anything, but...
Everybody's got a little evil in them.
Right. So we all, I'm sure everybody falls in love with her in the play.
She nailed this role. We were talking about casting and, you know, to cast a girl as Shere Khan. I think that's an interesting choice, but... Holly really, I mean, she's darling, and everyone here sees how sweet she is. But when she is on stage embracing that role, everyone, all of the characters truly respond to her. So she's done amazing.
That she had, I can see her eyes look glaring at me so over the microphone. So I know she can look evil.
So is there a lot of dance in the show? And if so, are you using some animalistic movements in the show for the characters?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we do talk about how the various jungle animals move. That's been part of our rehearsal process. Our movement warm-ups are always, you know, think about how this animal would slink. I don't want to give anything away, but there is a really cool staging that happens with Ka, the snake, on the stage version. And that has been very interesting, making that come together, because there are multiple actors that play Ka. And so getting them to move in a way that is, you know, reminiscent of a snake, and it's been a challenge. It's been a good challenge, but it has been a challenge. Also, Holly, of course, we talk about when she gestures to the audience or gestures to the people on stage, that she really is clawing them, you know, that she is using her hands as, you know, a tiger would. And, you know, just the lip curl and the roars and the, you know, the stalking off, you know, sauntering off, just the way that they move. You know, I think it's fun. I think it's exciting. It is a challenge, of course, because you need to be true to how the animal would move. But I think it grows you as an actor so much.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk. Your regular guests, Crystal De Jesus and Holly Tarkin, who are talking about Eagle River Alaska Academy of Fine Arts production of The Jungle Book, which opens tonight.
So, Holly, what sort of preparation do you do to become this tiger? Do you do any? Would you put your costume on or your makeup on? Do you sort of visualize that character coming into being, or do you do some specific movement work to get yourself into character?
Well, I sing a lot at home in the mirror and have my sister help me. And I think a lot of my dance experience helps me move more fluid and like a tiger. And I actually haven't gotten my costume yet, and I'm going to be learning how to do my makeup very soon, which is really exciting because I love face paint, and yeah, I'm just really excited to embrace this character and become an evil tiger and terrorize the jungle.
Always fun to do, huh? Mm-hmm. And I understand this is part of the Bear Paw Festival, is that correct, in Eagle River?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. The Bear Paw Festival is an annual festival in Eagle River in the summertime, and this year it's running from July 11th to July 15th, and it's a carnival festival. Lots of businesses participate in sponsoring the festival. There's a teddy bear picnic. There's a parade, which we'll be, you know, taking part in. Obviously, our show is Jungle Book Kids, which supports the theme. It's a jungle out there for the Bear Paw Festival. And if you want more information, it's just www.bearpawfestival.org. And yeah, it's just a fun time to be had. Small town, carnival. It's a great time, and we feel really privileged to be kind of the headlining act as part of the festival.
It's been going on for a number of years, too. Because I can remember the Bear Paw Festival from years ago when Eagle River really was a little town.
Yes, and it's fun. I mean, we, of course, there's not much out here as far as carnivals and things. When they come into town, it's a big deal. It's kind of reminiscent of older times when, you know, pulls the whole community together. Everybody comes out, and my kids have loved the teddy bear picnic on that day. They do have, you know, like the House of Bounce out there. They have different offerings from local businesses. I know that All Life is Yoga does yoga for the kids, and, you know, different, the Fine Arts Academy does painting and different things that are offered for the young ones. They have, you know, lunch provided. So it goes through the whole week, and there really is opportunity to come out and enjoy the community of Eagle River. kids.
Well, it sounds like the whole community gets involved.
They do.
Including your show. You said you have everybody in your show plays multiple parts. It sounds like they're really getting involved in creating this entire production. So how many people are in the production? How many actors do you have?
There's approximately 30 people in the production. All ages, really tiny ones. Of course, I can't say all ages because this is a kid's show, but our oldest is 16.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You can cast up to 18 in this show, 18 years of age. But we have little ones and big ones, and we call them littles and bigs. And they do. They help each other out. It's like a family. I've really been impressed with the kids and the way that they work together. One thing I think about these kids' versions that is so nice is that they're shorter. You know, it gives kids an opportunity to still learn all the fun songs and to learn the music and to have an opportunity to play multiple roles. But it is a little less pressure, you know. It is something that they can handle, an amount that they can handle. So, you know, the whole story is there, but it is a shorter version.
Holly, this is not your first time on the stage, obviously, if you're doing such a good job. What have you done before?
I've been in 3 previous shows with Alaska Fine Arts Academy. My first show was Sleeping Beauty, which was last summer. And then my second was Dr. Dolittle, which was another one full of animals and life. And it was really exciting and fun. And then I was just part of the last show, Anne of Green Gables, which was a classic story brought to life on stage. And it was so much fun to be part of. And I played Anne's best friend, Diana Barry. And the cast was just amazing. And the set was amazing. And I'm really excited to be in another production with an amazing cast, an amazing director, an amazing set.
Good for you. And you are amazing. So amazing show.
And you mentioned a moment ago you had some movement training, so it sounds like you, are you a dancer as well?
Yes, I've been dancing 9 years with another local thing in Eagle River. And we've been involved in the Bear Paw as well, so it's a lot of fun.
Well, unfortunately, we're running out of time, and I have to thank you both for coming. We both thank you for coming, Christopher DeJesus and Holly Tarkin, to talk about Alaska Academy of Fine Arts and Eagle River's production of The Jungle Book.
And I have to hate you because I've got Bear Necessities running through my head all day long today. So thanks for being on Stage Talk.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org. Up in Talkeetna, running all summer until August 29th, you can see How to Make Love Like an Alaskan, a part improv, part scripted comedy. Showtimes are Sunday through Wednesday at 6 p.m. Doors open at 5:30. For tickets and information, go to info@denaliartscouncil.org.
Pier 1 Theater in Homer is desperately seeking a final cast member for a summer production of Next to Normal. This is a musical directed by Mark Oliver and Julianne Smith. The role is Dan. Dan needs to be a tenor baritone. He's a husband, handsome, genuine, constant, tired, age 30s or 40s. The show runs August 27th and the 24th. If you are interested, contact Mark Oliver by phone. His phone number is 907-299-2083 or email info@pier1theater.net.
Also in Talkeetna, Summer Stock, a musical theater camp for ages 9 to 18, will be held July 3rd to August 19th. It will focus on Godspell, which will be performed at the end. For more information, go to events@denaliartscouncil.org.
And Cyrano's production of Bob Rauschenberg America continues through June 22nd through July 15th. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sundays at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
TBA's Actors Academy for ages 8 to 18 begins July 2nd and runs through July 29th. For information, call 677-PLAY or go to tbatheater.org.
Alaska Theater of Youth's 2012 Summer Conservatory presents the first half of its Festival of Plays tonight and tomorrow. Young local artists have been working since the beginning of June on 4 plays that put new twists on old favorites. The plays are Storyland, Antigone, Treasure Island, and The Big Bad Musical. All performances take place on the main stage in UAA's Fine Arts Building. Tickets can be pre-ordered by calling 338-4901, or you may buy them at the door.
In Eagle River at the Alaska Academy of Fine Arts, The Jungle Book opens tonight and runs for 2 weeks through July 14th, with performances Friday and Saturday at 7. For information, call 694-8909 or go to akfinearts.org.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Stephen Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.